Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thanksgiving Day live show of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my great station, my home studios right here at Salem Media Group in Tampa, Florida, my flagship station. And we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, by the way, let's not forget all those people that are out there that are working right now. And we've certainly got the police, the firefighters, the military, the people on the wall guarding us, the 911 dispatchers, the hospitals that are open, all of that. It doesn't stop just because it's Thanksgiving Day. They continue to work. Someone has to be there. And by the way, the truck stops and the waitresses and the waiters that are all involved in Thanksgiving Day prep and whatnot, restaurants, people will be going out. And, yeah, there'll be people going out to restaurants, so we'll see how all that plays out. But let's not also forget the people that are working on the road, the over-the-road truck drivers that are hauling the products back and forth, because they're still out there, and we want to thank them for keeping America rolling along. Now, we also want to bring out to everybody the Captain's America Third Watch, our Facebook page, our MeWe page. We're on MeWe as well, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things you'll see over there. All right, joining us right now, hour number three, holding over. We're going to do a marathon here. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. Same to you and same to all the listeners that are tuning in. All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get into what we're going to talk about, we've got Mary on the telephone. So I'm going to let Mary see what's on her mind before we get going. Okay, Mary, what's going on?
Good morning. I wanted to say thank you for having your show. I'm glad that I was able to find it, seeing as my friends are CNN listeners. So thank you to all of you for your show. And also to Mel and Todd. I think they're great. And also I wanted to say that I've been, of course, getting into the Internet because there's nothing else to do with the TV, sometimes the radio, and looking at all the foreign investment in China and how long that's been going on. I could go back to 2007 as far as what I'm reading right now, but you can't invest in China. And I think a lot of the problems that are going on today is when that happened, it just started going to pot.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about that a little bit. Okay, Kyle, who opened up trade and relations with China? You remember the president?
Well, that was Richard Nixon. That's right.
And that's when this all started.
Yep.
And it's never gone anywhere but up since, as far as trade and backdoor deals and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And even though every now and then we may call China a bad name, guess what? We're still doing business with them.
Well, that's right. And to a great degree, Captain, the president prior to Joe Biden, President Trump, seemed to be able to, I think, do business with them, but at the same time also make sure that we weren't getting taken to the cleaners.
Now, on Thanksgiving Eve, November the 24th, 1971, what happened?
Well, that is the famous story of D.B. Cooper, who disappeared in the Pacific Northwest with $200,000 after he jumped out of a Boeing 727 over the wilderness.
Yeah, and they found $5,800 of money scattered along the shoreline of the river down below. I forget what the name of the river is, but you can probably figure that out real quick.
The Columbia River.
Yeah, there you go, Columbia River. Because the captain contacted the Seattle-Tacoma airport and told them that they were having some problems, told them what was going on, that a passenger on the plane had a bomb and they were going to be landing and the people were going to be allowed off the plane, which they were, and then they were going to take off again with this D.B. Cooper on board. He wanted a window seat, number one, and he showed the stewardess what appeared to be a bomb in an attaché case.
Right, but it turned out there was no bomb. After he made the jump, all this really happened. He really did jump out of the airplane. It's after that, of course, where the stories begin to emerge. Different stories, different eyewitness accounts. And over the years, Captain, there's been several people and who have claimed to have been D.B. Cooper, family members of the deceased relative who say, well, he was D.B. Cooper, but he's never been completely identified.
Well, did you hear he wanted 10,000 unmarked $20 bills, and the FBI went to several banks in Seattle to get that and put it in a bag and give it to him, so when the plane took off, he had the money with him.
Right, exactly. And that $5,800 you're talking about, that was found along the banks of the Columbia River, but it was found in 1980, 9 years or so after the events. So that, of course, got a lot of people talking about it again at that time.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. More on this Thanksgiving Day, and thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for opining. By the way, I see we just had our senior professor of politics, Emeritus Dan the Man, call in a minute ago. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico Insurance can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you drive, the truck you drive, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And it can also help you, and this is where you'll save money, if you bundle it with your homeowner's, renter's, or condo insurance policy. Put your automobile policy on with them and bundle it with your homeowner's or your condo or your renter's insurance, and you'll save a bunch of money. And that's what it's all about, saving money. So, Geico. Check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, and thanks for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain. Great to be here.
Yeah, we can certainly have a lot of fun doing what we're doing. Okay, let me go back to the phone lines. I'm not sure who I got here. I may have valued again. I don't know, but let's see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. It's Elliot once again.
A two-bagger. What's up?
Yeah, this is my first time doing a two-bagger. But look here, you know, I wanted to educate the people of the latest on the southern border. You know, folks, our southern border is pretty much right now a level 4 dangerous killer mentality ran by billion-dollar cartel barons now they call the Plaza. Now, drug cartels have murdered over 164,000 people in Mexico. Between 2012 and 2014, they murdered over 50,000 people. There is no official record as to how many executions have been ordered in America, but it is said to be in the thousands. Illegal migrant women are being raped and murdered in Mexico, and their bodies always placed on the American side of the border. Some experts suggest that the unofficial numbers could go as high as 250,000 people. Mexican cartels ordered a meeting between members of the cartel that was running the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Colombia, Panama, Central America. Something went wrong with the meeting in Mexico. They all were murdered execution style, placed in 50-gallon acid drums. We look at Mexican drug cartels murdered. They already murdered 119 Mexican journalists in 2020. This year, 12 have been killed. America, when you arrive at a vacation spot in Mexico, you are being watched by cartel spotters. They are called the cartel spotters. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'm well aware of what Elliot said from start to finish. And I'll tell you, Kyle, I don't care what the scenario would be. I would not get on a cruise ship and go to Mexico. I would not get on an aircraft and take a tour in Mexico. I would not go to Mexico for that simple reason.
Well, you know, Captain, over even the last several years, even before COVID, there were some real concerns of going down on the West Coast side to go down to Mazatlan and places like that, and people were being warned, don't get off the ship if you go on one of those cruises.
Yeah, and I just had my friend Guy from Two Guys Gun Show send me something here. I'm going to read this to you. These were the last words written for the end of the speech that was planned to be given on November 22nd, 1963, by JFK in Austin, Texas. Obviously, he never got a chance to give the speech. It says, neither the fanatics nor the faint-hearted are needed, and our duty as a party is not to our party alone, but to the nation, and indeed to all mankind. Our duty is not merely the preservation of political power, but the preservation of peace and freedom. So let us not petty when our cause is so great. Let us not quarrel amongst ourselves when our nation's future is at stake. That was John F. Kennedy. Those were going to be the last words to a speech that he was going to give, but he was killed instead that day.
Yes, yes. Well, obviously, very thoughtful, inspiring, and also, Captain, probably completely unwelcome in today's modern Democrat Party elite structure, because what John Kennedy was talking about there seemed to be unifying. It seemed to transcend the power hungry ideas of the Democrat Party elite, and I wish that they would hear those words and heed them.
Well, he was a unifier for sure, and for all of us that watched him when we were growing up, I remember very well where I was at when the assassination happened, and it was my last period in high school. And I was in a typing class I was taking because my girlfriend at the time was in the typing class, so I wanted to take the same class so I could be with her, right? And then I could walk her home.
Right. Well, sure, sure. Mm-hmm. But again, John F. Kennedy, though, was so emblematic of America moving forward, of going into the space age, of really, mm-hmm. really beginning to take off in the latter half of the 20th century. And it's just a crying shame, obviously, that he was not able to complete his mission.
Now, the new criminal complaint that's come out about this cat up there in Waukesha reveals how truly evil the Waukesha attack was because of the 8-year-old boy who was killed. I mean, and they're still referring to this as a crash or an accident to mainstream media. That's got to stop.
It does have to stop. It certainly looks more and more. I mean, Captain,
it was intentional.
Well, right. I mean, there's just no way that you could try to justify he just didn't know what he was doing.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric in East Tennessee.
Eric in freezing cold Tennessee. What's up?
Hey, it could be worse, right? Could be a goat in Afghanistan. I just want to call and say happy Thanksgiving to you, Captain, Kyle, and all the listeners out there, and for those that may be spending Thanksgiving in solitude.
Our military on the wall.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for this country. I'm grateful for the bittersweetness that we now see going on because it makes everything a bit more as I say, a bit more a special what we do have and what we're lucky to have.
Did you just wake up, Eric?
I've been up for a little bit.
Okay, have you heard from my special guest?
Negative.
There you go.
Right through that, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, and that, and you know, anyone who's maybe sending it alone or whatever, that
sure.
My family's prayers and thoughts and hopeful blessings will be with you today. So yeah, I just want to call and say that and simplify, gentlemen.
Well, we appreciate that, Eric, and we always appreciate you. So don't be a stranger. And that's Eric in East Tennessee. Used to be Eric in Seminole.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we appreciate his sentiment and to think about those people that are not at home right now, and they're because they're out there doing a job, they're doing a mission, and that makes it possible for us to have a happy and safe Thanksgiving here at home.
Now, because Elliot talked about the border, I'm going to mention something here, which is a border-related story. In Arizona, 23 aliens previously convicted of murder, had been arrested at the border and charged with illegal reentry in Arizona.
Well, this is and those are the people that we know about, basically. So this is very, very concerning, and it's very telling, Captain. Again, the total failure of this of the border policy of which is really no policy at all, even.
Well, there is a policy, and let me go back. According to the press yesterday, there was a press release from the White House that said they have in fact gone back to Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy.
Well, I think probably because they are getting such a negative reaction to what's happening. And even the geniuses at the White House, whoever's advising the president, they've got to realize that none of this is working.
No.
They're in total damage control mode for everything. Captain, every single thing that the Biden administration is doing is purely reactive these days.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, here's a great idea. A new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports finds that only 30% of likely voters think it would be a good idea for Biden to run for re-election in 2024. 70% disagree and say don't do it.
I'm concerned about that 30%.
Yeah, me too. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three men who were standing trial for the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia have all been found guilty of numerous counts of murder. That's the trial in Brunswick, Georgia, where the prosecution argued that the young black victim was murdered without justification while simply jogging in that neighborhood. The three men claimed that they thought the man was a burglar and that they killed him in self-defense when he started to resist what was supposed to be a citizen's
Biden's arrest. The nation's economy continuing to grow, though a key inflation gauge is hitting a level not seen in over 30 years. Government figures out today show the personal consumption expenditure index was up 5%, marking the biggest jump since November of 1990.
The holiday break beginning on Wall Street at the closing bell on Wednesday. The Dow had fallen 9 on the day. S&P was up 10. NASDAQ gained 70. This is USA Radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I've got Kyle Warren with me. We're doing something a little bit different this hour than what we normally do. Normally, you would hear a military and veterans news report right now, but we're not going to do that this morning because even the military people, their press corps, they've taken the day off and they haven't put anything out there for me to tell you about this card. How do you like that? So here's what we're going to do. I got an email here, a message, direct message, and I'm going to bring Kyle in to make sure you're there, Kyle.
I'm here, Captain. Yeah.
All right. I got an email in the mix from Bill, and Bill is apparently a former utility worker. And he says, what up? You know, when you're thinking people, you're forgetting about one group that would be the utility workers. One time in a snowstorm, the whole city was shut down. I myself worked by myself for 36 hours supplying steam to the city. The whole city was shut down for about 2 days. Well, I'm very much aware of that, Bill, but here's what I do. When I say, and everybody working on the third watch, that means everybody. The ones that I put there as a priority are the ones that everybody sees every day, but I don't single out the telephone or the power or whatever, because amongst other things, when we talk about that in this day and age, what are we always talking about with them, Kyle?
Well, a lot of times it's the price.
Yeah, the price keeps going up. Yeah. people don't, I mean, they want their problems fixed when their lights go out and all that sort of stuff, but they go, well, my God, we're paying too much for power. I had a guy tell me that the other day, and I didn't even realize the power was off. I came home and I saw my clocks weren't the right time, and I didn't pay any attention to it. I just reset them and away I went. But the guy told me, he says, we're paying all this money for power. Well, I said, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. But, Bill, I get your message, but we make sure that we include everybody working on a third watch. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yeah, everybody is out there doing their thing, and a lot of times not being able to be at home for Thanksgiving.
Speaking of doing your thing, oh, boy. Joe Biden, here's what he had to say this week. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas. What? What?
Well, everything that they're doing against the oil industry and against our use of oil in order to run the cars and the trucks and things and energy, basically, well, Joe Biden pretty much declared war on all that when he came into office, Captain, when he nixed the Keystone XL pipeline.
That was the first thing he did.
That's right. And also when he said, well, you can't drill on federal land.
The second thing he did.
That's right. And it goes on and on from there. And so now you've got, I think, Senator Joe Manchin basically is now calling on Biden, we understand, to restore the Keystone pipeline.
And he's not the only one.
That's right, because we can trace all these things back. Mm-hmm. And the rise in energy costs is a cascading effect into everything else.
Well, the squad and company think that we can just automatically park our gas guzzlers and hop into an electric car and drive off into the sunset. It does not work that way.
It really doesn't work that way. And I think they only say that kind of stuff, Captain, because they're simply trying to set up, you know, this idea that, oh, well, no, just give them the power. They're going to dictate how we're going to, you know, how we're going to live and what we're going to have and what we're going to eat and what we're going to drive and this kind of thing, because it's all going to be good because we're fighting climate change, stuff like that. No, it's just really about power. I think they could actually care less about electric cars. They're just using these things as a wedge to divide Americans.
Well, you're right, and nobody's buying it. So go back to where you came from and just be quiet.
Well, precisely, because one thing is obvious, Captain. I don't think any of the Down with America squad decided that they wanted to go to Congress to do Congress things, like
no.
pass laws and do, you know, do good. They're there in
yeah.
order to do.
And would the people of New York listen to me for just one second? AOC went there, broke. Didn't have any money, didn't have a place to live. She was going to stay in her congressional office because she couldn't afford an apartment and this, that, and the other. And less than 2 years later, she had $6 million in the bank.
Well, good gig if you can get it, I guess.
That's correct. So, therefore, people of New York, how are you fixed for cash?
That's right, especially, Captain, as our friends out there sit down for their Thanksgiving dinner, and it is much more expensive than it has ever been.
You just remember that when you're dealing with these people, you keep wanting to reelect them. They got all the money in the world right now and more coming, and you're sitting there starving and wondering where your next paycheck's going to come from and maybe trying to work a second job or drive an Uber or doing something, and then they do this to you? I don't think so.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Iran was discussing some things with the IAEA. We all know who they are, right?
Right, that's right, the International
Atomic Energy Agency,
yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently talks continue have failed again because they can't resolve the dispute over nuclear monitoring. And the U.S. That wanted to get involved in the conversation, and Russia and this, that, and the other, they're just not included anymore.
Well, that's right, and especially basically Tehran has been urging the IAEA to focus on what they call technical issues and avoid pressure from what they call certain countries. So they're not interested in actually getting to any kind of resolution on these issues. They just want to make these political statements. They have no intention of playing fair.
So Ketchup Kerry is not doing very much with the ketchup.
Well, no, and the Iran nuclear deal is a bad deal to begin with, and to try to force the issue, to try to get America back into it, is just not, it's not good policy at this time. Iran is not going to, is not going to comply with these things. They want to get a nuclear bomb. That's just what they want to do. They want to do that, and at the same time, which the nuclear deal did not address, is Iran can also build up its conventional forces. They have designs on the Middle East. They're going to continue to be disruptive, and unless we build a proverbial wall around them again and isolate them, it's going to get worse.
Well, we have to.
Yeah.
We have to. We need to isolate Iran. We need to. And by the way, as long as the oil keeps going up, they're happy as a lark.
They are absolutely happy as a lark. They want there to be
$100 barrel oil.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we're giving it to them on a silver platter. That's what really hurts. Because under President Trump, for example, with the policies that he had, we were energy independent. We didn't need to worry about this. Oil was going to be much cheaper. We were exporting oil. And here we have, we've just served it up to him on a silver platter. And it means, Captain, that our foreign policy is going to suffer. Our influence is going to suffer. And our biggest ally in the Middle East, Israel, ultimately can also suffer greatly because of these things.
People forget that oil for a long time stayed at $40 to $50 a barrel and held steady.
That's right.
Which meant $2 a gallon gas or less.
That's right. Which meant that our friends in the trucks out there right now, they're hauling everything across mm-hmm. the country, and that meant that people could go to the stores, grocery stores, and buy things. Inflation wasn't going to be out of control. In fact, you didn't hear the word inflation until recently, again.
Well, again, that's because this is what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the fact that it's hitting a fever pitch, and now suddenly there are these moves that Biden is and the Biden administration is trying to make it look like they're addressing this problem that came out of nowhere. It just dropped out of the sky one day. You know, they're not fooling anybody.
And he's the one that created it.
Precisely. And then, we're going to get 50 million barrels out mm-hmm. of the SPR. You would have thought that he would have given everybody a gazillion dollars mm-hmm. that day from the media coverage of it. But, of course, nothing could be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm. And, by the way, folks, I told you if you didn't like the weather, just stick around and it'll probably change. Well, every hour tonight the weather's changed. There's more snow now along the lakes and in upper New England, northern New England.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, wait 5 minutes and it'll change.
Yep. Right. Well, the wind is doing its thing up there along the lake, so the lake effect machine is starting to kick in now. The wind has changed directions, and we are getting some snow in some places where we weren't getting it last hour. And we also have this low pressure system we'll be talking about coming across from the Gulf of Mexico, the western Gulf of Mexico, to the east with some severe thunderstorms in it, too, around the metroplex of Dallas. And that could get interesting as the day goes on. Kyle, hold that thought. We'll be back, folks, to do our third Truckers Highway and Byway report for everybody that's out there on the roads. And, oh, by the way, a lot of traffic on the roads right now. A lot of traffic. Please, please, please be careful.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
journey, separate ways. That's bringing back some memories, right, Kyle?
It really does. Yeah, the incomparable Steve Perry on vocals there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a voice.
Yes. Oh, you know, he really, and of course, he's still around. He you don't see him a whole lot, but those days of Journey, those were the heyday, the heady days of Journey, for sure.
All righty. Well, take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
All right, Captain. We're looking for an atmospheric river event that's going to bring in some heavy rain and also some snow in the mountain areas into the Pacific Northwest over the next few days that we're going to be tracking. Looks like Seattle, Washington is going to have rain for its Thanksgiving Day. No rain in the forecast for Thursday, but rain coming in, it looks like, on Friday. And this could bring, as I said, some heavy rain, which could also mean that some of these rivers might have some minor flooding with them again. So we're going to keep our eye on that as we move through the next several days and certainly through the weekend. Tonight, we're tracking some high winds in Southern California, and also, especially for our trucker friends out there, the Cajon Pass on the 15, Interstate 15, you could get gusts up to 75 miles an hour. That's what the warning states. So you definitely want to be careful, especially if you're running empty at this time.
Yeah, anybody's pulling a set of pups going that way, you all know 40, 50 mile an hour wind can roll that last pup over that last trailer, that empty trailer, because the final trailer usually on a set of pups is empty or very light. They do that on purpose. Alrighty, let's take it away from there. We've got this front coming across out of Texas on down towards McAllen and Harlingen. And Brownsville, and it stretches up through the Dallas Metroplex up towards the southern tip of Oklahoma. And there's a lot of rain associated with this, as well as wind and thunderstorms and some other foul weather. Could be some bad stuff. I don't want to use the T word, but it has been mentioned there might be a need for severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado watches here as the day progresses. But it's moving to the east. And it's going to be coming across probably by tomorrow morning. It'll be somewhere around Pensacola or thereabouts, and it's going to continue, it looks like, to come to the east. Now, this is also going to be affecting the south, everything south of I-20, by the looks of it, right here, is going to be under this effect of these storms and whatnot. Maybe up as far as I-40 in Tennessee. We'll have to wait and see if it goes that far. But, Kyle, we've got some cold weather again over here. And since you and I talked last, the northern part of Maine, 100 miles of it anyway, northern tip of Maine, up there around Caribou, Presque Isle, and whatnot, you have got snow right now. You've got snow in the northern part of New Hampshire, the northern part of Vermont, all across the northern part of New York, including the Adirondacks. We have a bigger area of snow now, Watertown up towards the Thousand Islands Bridge. We have a bigger area of snow now down in the Dunkirk and Fredonia area, over towards Ripley, New York, and over towards Erie, Pennsylvania, and then we got a little block of snow that's over there halfway between Cleveland and Toledo that's over there off the lake because the winds have turned around and changed directions again, and that's all it takes when you got that lake in the winds and the cold weather and all that. And then the northern part, the upper part of Michigan, you got some undetermined weather conditions up there. Could be some snow later in the day. And then over on the east coast of the United States from, Massachusetts, Cape Cod, on down to Jersey, on down to Cape May, you've got a gale warning. This is not going to work out good for the darn balloons going up with the Macy's Day Parade, is it, Kyle?
No, it's not. In fact, we were looking at some live shots in New York earlier. It looks like the winds are blowing pretty good.
Yeah, the flags were straight out, so they were getting a 15 to 20 mile an hour wind anyway, which will make life interesting. But if the winds are going to be what these gale warnings are along the coast, then we may not see any balloons. We'll see, because it gets really risky for them. All right, well, that's what we got The Truckers Highway and Bible Report was brought to you by the Pilot of Flying J. Got 30 seconds. Tell us about that, please.
Folks, don't forget, when you stop into the Pilot or Flying J, be sure to join the Drivers Club. If you're already a member, be sure to download the app so you can track your points.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, professional drivers, after only 6 fills, you start earning 4 points per gallon, and that's a lot more than you'll find with the other guys.
And how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and thanks for sticking around the extra hour. We'll talk to you tonight.
Thank you, Captain. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. Same to you. Okay, that is Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Okay, real quick, we got just enough time to do this. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see that finally the Republicans' attorney general is saying that letting these people in with their disease is stupid and unholy, unconstitutional, and unrighteous, and it's got to stop effective immediately, okay? And we got to deport the illegals that are here, you know, piece of crap, and bringing their sickness in here just so you can change the voting block. Let me say this, okay? Donald Trump was the greatest president we ever had for American people, okay? For blacks, for everybody. Okay, gas price. If Donald Trump stepped in office today, gas prices would go. Donald Trump had gas prices down to have American energy independence. Okay, but this is the situation we're in. This is the unholiness of Putin. This is what that was. Don't tell me you're insulting my intelligence when you tell me Joe Biden won the election. You're insulting my intelligence and the American people. Okay, let me say this: it's Thanksgiving. Give praise to the Lord Jesus Christ because everything you got came from Him, and give the local church down at the corner that you never go to some of your money, and you fall down on your knees and say thank you, Jesus, for the greatest country and the greatest people. They're called Americans, and we love you and we praise you for saving us. God bless you, Captain, and you're the greatest. Peace.
All righty, and he timed it just right because the computer cut him off right at the end there. All right, we're coming back. Ron Edwards will be our guest, hour number 4. The Captain's America Third Watch live programming on a Thanksgiving morning. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.